The Lord be with you. Read today from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You'll be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today in the Franciscan Order, we celebrate the martyrdom of Nicholas Pick and his companions, 11 Franciscans and 8 diocesan priests. They were in the 16th century in northern Netherlands, and there was two dogmas of faith being attacked by the Calvinists: the real presence of Christ and the primacy of the Roman pontiff. The Calvinists persecuted with relentless fury these holy martyrs who gave their lives in defense of these two fundamental doctrines. But today also, the General Order celebrates the Chinese martyrs of St. Augustine Zhaorong, a Chinese diocesan priest who was martyred along with 119 others between 1648 and 1930. But there's a thread of a theme that weaves through both commemorations: being martyred for one's faith and giving witness with one's ultimate sacrifice. In our own time, the possibilities of being persecuted for one's faith and beliefs is becoming an ever greater reality. Even the possibility of being martyred, as we see in the Middle East, India, China, and elsewhere. Even here in the United States of America, one's faith and beliefs are facing ever greater persecution, unthought of just a few years ago. It's a time to be more vigilant in our own evil days, to do more than just be knowledgeable, but to get involved in the entire political process, to influence our culture as being the salt and the light, bringing the word of God, even when there is a personal cost. In preparation for today, I was reminded of a haunting verse. It's one of those earwigs. When we gather together in Jesus' name, the word of God we hear is meant to change our life. When we gather together in Jesus' name, this word of God is meant to change our life. Which brings us to today's Gospel of Matthew. It's interesting, in the Bible, the subtitle is Coming Persecutions. He says, "I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. Be wise as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils, flog you in synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings because of me." These are exhortations to strengthen our resolve to live with a greater witness the beliefs of our faith. It seems like this verse could have been taken from today's headlines, with government mandates, assaults on religious freedom, institution of marriage being challenged, the identity of gender being obscured, the continual struggle in opposition to abortion, and so many others. The call to this life of mission is not directed to the 12 only. For Matthew, all disciples are apostles. All participate in the apostolic mission. The Christian message is to be publicly proclaimed and lived out in today's gospel, and not kept to ourselves as a private religion. The U.S. Catholic bishops wrote a statement on religious liberty, our first most cherished liberty. They said, what we ask is nothing more than that our God-given right to religious liberty be respected. We ask nothing less than that the Constitution and laws of the United States, which recognize that right, be respected. In insisting that our liberties as Americans be respected, we know, as bishops, that what our Holy Father said is true. This work belongs to an engaged, articulate, and well-informed Catholic laity who are endowed with a strong critical sense vis-a-vis the dominant culture. As bishops, we seek to bring the light of the gospel to our public life. But the work of politics is properly that of committed and courageous lay Catholics. We exhort them to be both engaged and articulate in insisting that as Catholics and as Americans, we do not have to choose between the two. There is an urgent need for the lay faithful, in cooperation with Christians, Jews, and others, to impress upon our elected representatives the importance of the continued protection of liberty, religious liberty in our free society. So here again, that haunting verse. When we gather together in Jesus' name, the word of God we hear is meant to change our life.